Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
You are now listening to part two of
My Strength, My Shield. Read.
And on his head were many crowns.
And on his head, many crowns.
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
All right, now, read on.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
Stick a pin. In this war, Yeshua is riding with his vesture dipped in blood. You know what? Because we are behind him dressed in fine white linen, clean and white. Guess what? He's saying that I am the husband of the church. I have the proof. I have the bloody vesture. Oh, you don't understand? So I've got news for you. It's not called new that so many of us had sold ourselves. So many of us could not afford to be virgins. And watch a movie. I watch an old Victorian movie, and the girl that married the prince, she knew that she was not a virgin, but she took a chance anyhow. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. And when the husband loved her so much because she was so beautiful, and when he found out that she was not a virgin, and they walked into the room to get that bloody cloth, you know what he did? He took a knife and he slit her ankle a little below her ankle and let it bleed. Oh God, somebody say, cover me like that.
Cover me like that. My God.
Yeshua knew that so many have lost their virginity. So he said, don't worry about it. I'll bleed for you. So you see, you don't understand when he said, by my stripe, you are healed. I heal your hymen. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
To marry to a king, you must be a virgin. This king don't marry concubines. You listen to me. So he will be coming back with his vesture dipped in blood.
And his name is called the Word of God.
And his name is called the Word of God. Somebody lift up your hand and said, he bled for me.
He bled for me.
Come on. Give him praise. He bled for me. I don't care what you want to call me now. I don't care what you could call me whore all you want, honey. I got a man that bled for me. Oh, you don't understand it. Some of us are so mindful about what people have to say about us, how people think about us. Don't watch that.
He bled for me.
He bled for you. You're covered. You're covered. Nudge, wave your hand and said, I'm covered. And that settles it. Read.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses.
Listen, no, just listen. Read.
And the in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
What did the upper verses said about who is clothed in fine linen? The saints, right?
Yes.
Are we coming back with him? So some churches say that we are not going to heaven. I put a hole in your theology today, because Yeshua will be coming from heaven and the host of heaven with him.
Yes.
Dressed in fine, clean, white linen.
Yes.
Somebody shout, the the saints. That's why you see he don't want no fearful, no unbelieving, because it's going to be war. Read.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations.
Well,
and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Now this is when Yeshua come to put an end to the Antichrist. This is when he comes and the angel of God will come down and lock Lucifer into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Come on now. The devil is afraid of you. The devil is afraid of you. Stand up on your feet and said, when the devil see me coming, he know that I am a part of the heavenly host.
Yes.
The devil know who I am.
The devil knows who I am.
He can't take me out.
He can't take me out.
Because my husband, got me like that.
Got me like that.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Said I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid
of Lucifer.
Of Lucifer.
Well, not even Lucifer. Lucifer is a good name. I'm not afraid of Satan. Because my husband have control over him.
That's right.
My husband will arrest him. My husband will lock him in a pit for 1,000 years. Wave your hand and say, she's talking about my husband. Lord, 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 Lord. Read. And he had on his vesture.
And on his thigh a name written.
Uh-huh.
King of kings.
Uh-huh.
And Lord of lords.
Yes, that's who he is.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun.
Well.
And he cried with a loud voice, saying, all the fowls that fly in the midst of.
Listen, 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 listen. An angel is going to call out to all the birds. To all the crows, get yourself ready for a harvest.
Yes.
You shall eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of mighty men. Mighty men. Because Yeshua is going to slay them with the sword that is in his mouth.
Yes.
With the army behind him. Come on, somebody stand up on your feet and say, I am not afraid.
I am not afraid.
I am a warrior.
I am a warrior.
Come, put your hands up in the air and say, I'm a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
Come on, come on, come on. Look at somebody else and tell them, if I must fight you,
I must fight you.
I will fight you with the word.
I will fight you.
I'm going to take my practice. Come on, come on, read.
Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
Come and gather yourself together unto the supper. God have a supper.
My
and
God.
This supper, that's why we don't talk about no Lord's supper. We talk about the Passover. Because you see, God have a supper. And the supper that God have is the flesh of men. Warriors of the earth who refuse to acknowledge that Yeshua is the Son of the living God.
My God. That he may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains.
Listen.
And the flesh of mighty men.
Uh-huh.
And the flesh of horses.
Well.
And of them that sit on them. And the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great.
Are you listening to what is going to happen? And let me tell you what you need to practice to do. Go practice how to ride horse. Practice how to ride horses. Because you will. There's a white horse with your name on it. Lord, 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 Lord. Let me tell you what my husband has prepared for me. Honey. A white horse. The word of the Lord says that he come riding upon a white horse. And the army that is behind him riding upon white horses, dressed in fine, clean, white linen.
Yes.
Not your neighbor said, he was talking about me.
Talking about me.
I'm going to get my ride on.
Get my ride on.
Now read that scripture reading today.
Behold, I will send my messenger.
Listen
and
now.
He shall prepare the way before me.
Listen now.
And the Lord whom he seeks shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom he delights in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
He shall come. We're making a contrast. Are you with me now? He shall come. Read on.
But who may abide the day of his coming?
Who shall abide in the day of his coming?
And who shall stand when he appeareth?
Let me ask you something. For those of us that say, I don't have time for this church thing. I only go to church because my parents forced me to. I only go to church because it's going to look bad. Honey, he's not coming for church folks. He's coming for saints. I wish somebody would praise God. He's coming for saints. Who shall abide that great and terrible day? Can you withstand that day? Let me tell you something. The mighty men can't. The kings of the earth can't. What about little you? Read.
For he is like a refiner's fire.
He is like a refiner's fire. Listen. The refiner's fire is going to be purifying the earth. He's going to weed out wickedness. He's going to silence Lucifer. He's going to silence the Antichrist.
And like
a refiner's fire and a full of soul. And the righteousness of God shall cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. Let the church shout amen.
Amen.
Read.
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi.
Where?
And purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Lord. So, you know, I don't want to give you bones. But let me say this to you. There will be a resurrection at the return of the Messiah. Those that died in the Old Testament will be risen, so that they can reign with Christ in Jerusalem, so that they can learn the righteousness of God. Are you listening? The sons of Levi will finally get to offer an offering of righteousness, because their offering was faulty. Your offering was that of bulls and of goats and of pigeons, but now you are going to understand that it wasn't about that. It was about the Christ and him crucified. Somebody shout, my strength.
My shield.
I wish somebody knew what I'm talking about and give the Lord a mighty praise right there. Read.
Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years.
As in former years, before Israel became so faulty. Come on, before they became so treacherous. It's going to be like a delightsome land before the Lord. Read.
And I will come near to you to judgment.
Come on. And the Lord said, now, and I'm going to come near to you to judgment. Guess who is going to be there with him? Guess who? The saints. Did you know that we are going to be priests with him? Reign as king with him.
My God.
Did you know that we are going to judge with him? Can you imagine little old us is going to be teaching the Old Testament folk about righteous offering to the Lord?
My God.
I call it the audacity of God to allow us to precede them. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Now you understand why we shouldn't be fighting and trying to devour each other down here. We are the bride. We are the bride, Sister Jackie.
Yes, yes.
We are the bride. We are married to one man. And you're not just going to go to heaven and become a blimp. You're coming back to work in Jerusalem.
Yes.
For a whole 1,000 years. When the Bible said, when a person die at age 100, we will say they have died an untimely death. Too young. You will die prematurely. You'll die at 100.
My God.
Stand up and turn around. And said, I'm fearfully.
Fearfully.
And wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
Wonderfully made.
Wonderfully made.
Come on, come on, come on. Lift up your hand and say,
I can't wait.
To behold. The real me.
Real me.
The me that lives inside of me.
Me that lives inside of me.
Put your hands together. Give the Lord a mighty praise. Read on.
And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers.
Oh,
and
God.
Against the adulterers.
Oh, Lord.
And against false swearers.
Oh, Lord.
And against those that oppress the harlot in his wages.
Well.
The widow and the fatherless. And that turn aside the stranger from his right.
My
fear
God.
Not me, said the Lord of hosts.
Somebody shout, my strength.
My strength.
My shield.
My shield.
I tell you not to worry about anybody. Don't cuss out anybody. Those that abuse you in your wages, they will have to face your husband.
My God.
Oh my God, the adulteress. Oh yes, 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 your day of visitation is coming.
My God.
The widows that are neglected. Your day of judgment is coming when the Lord will vindicate for you. Somebody praise God, praise God. Praise God. Read on. We're almost done. We're almost
For
done.
I am the Lord. I change not.
I change it not. Come on.
Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them.
My God.
Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Listen, 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 listen. You know, this is where the apostle and I, where we talk about, because now if I was to put this chapter in sequential order, now you understand that I would allow those verses to precede the other verses. Make sense?
Yeah.
Return before he ride on the white horse. Straighten out yourself. Straighten out yourself. Read how you can straighten out yourself as I close this sermon today.
But he said, wherein shall we return?
Now you're saying, how shall I return, Lord?
My God.
Now you tell me where I have wronged thee. Read.
Will a man rob God?
Now. You asking me how shall you return? I'm going to tell you how to return. Pay up your tithe. Pay up your tithes and your offering. Read.
Yet he have robbed me, but he say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for he have robbed me, even the whole nation.
Stand upon your feet, everybody. Now, I'm not here to judge any man. I just want to say to you that if you have been robbing the tithes on the offering, take the curse off of you. Curse the curse. And you can only curse the curse when you pay up. Now, did you listen? Now, you are cursed with a curse because you have robbed my tithe and mine offerings. Somebody shout, my strength, my shield. I can't afford for there to be a dent in my shield. Can I afford not to have my strength surround me? Come on now. No. Read.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse,
mm-hmm.
that there may be meat in mine house.
Mm-hmm.
And prove me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts.
Well,
if I will not open you the windows of heaven.
Somebody shout my strength.
And pour you out
my shield.
A blessing.
My strength. My shield. Read.
That there shall not be room enough to receive it. Thank you, God.
Somebody shout my strength.
My strength.
My shield.
My shield.
My strength.
My shield.
My shield. Now behold, he comes riding upon the cloud, shining like the sun as the trumpet blows. Lift your voice. It is going to be 1,000 years
of jubilee.
Of jubilee.
My.
Now let the church rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Let the church shout my strength, my shield.
My
strong tower.
My strong tower.
The horn of my salvation. Now you fully understand why I only extrapolated the meaning of strength and shield. Power by reason of influence. Can I influence you to the husband today? Can I influence you? Can I introduce you to authority and resources? I said, can I introduce you to authority and resources in numbers? Can I show you the shield? It says a person or thing that protects. In this case, it's not a thing. My shield is a person. And his name is Yeshua, the Messiah. He has a sword in his mouth, and his eyes are like flame of fire. Stand upon your feet and say, he goes before me. Hence, I am not afraid. Strength and shield. Listen, if you have a problem keeping the Sabbath, I said the Lord will put you on a bed and allow you to keep every Sabbath before he take your life if he determined to have you saved. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you today? Said, Lord, you don't have to put me on a bed. I will keep your Sabbaths. I will reverence your sanctuary. I don't want the Lord to have to tie me up and drench me. I want to be able to say all to Yeshua. I surrender all to him. I freely give. Because can I tell you, I'm making an appeal. You may feel healthy in your body today. Sister, you are feeling healthy. When the doctor says they found, a cyst on your brain. Do you know what's on your brain today? Do you know what's on your ovaries today? Do you know what's going on behind your eyeballs today? Anybody knows? No, I don't know. Now, I don't just want to surrender to God because something my body's messed up. I want to surrender to God because I feel fine. And I want to stay fine. The man wants to engage me and marry to me. He's a good man. He's man of all men. You better leave that little jing bang that don't know how to pull up his pants on his hip. Come on now, come on. You better walk away from that rascal that don't even know how to comb his hair. Come on now, don't even know how to take a good shower. Hallelujah. You better find a real man in Yeshua. Come on now. And some of us stressing out over some men that can't even paint your fingernails. I'm talking about a man who can give me heaven. Now, as I close today, and I'm done. As I close today, what are you afraid of? As I close today, what can the Lord do for you?
A copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.